Hey, are you still awake? I didn't expect to see me here either. Is it okay? Well, when you handed me your key at dinner, I figured that I was supposed to use it. I didn't wake you up, did I? Good. Yeah, you saw that, huh? Yeah, he gave me his key too. And for a while I was just laying in my own bed thinking about not using either one. 'Cause awkward. I mean, we're here just for a couple of weeks to ski and to have fun, and you guys are like my best friends, and I don't know what happened. I don't know what shifted. I don't know any of it. But all of a sudden, every interaction with both of you is charged. It's completely different. And then at dinner, I'm being handed keys to rooms that really only means one thing. And I thought about it. I mean, the rational part of my brain says run, because I don't want to screw up my friendships. But when I was laying there with both keys on the table beside the bed, all I could think about was the wall between us, you and me. How you were laying over here by yourself, probably freshly showered because we rode hard today. And I know you don't wear anything on top to sleep, just comfy old pajama pants. And you were probably laying here waiting to see if I would come in. And I wanted to be here with you. And I pushed it away and I thought, that's ridiculous and ugh, stupid and don't risk it. And I mean, do you really want to throw away years of friendship for sex? But then I thought, I don't think I'm thinking about you laying here because I want to jump your bones, which, don't get me wrong, yeah. I just wanted to curl up in the bed with you. I just wanted to have your arms around me and feel you there against my back, your breath on my neck. That was unexpected and made me a little uncomfortable. I'm still trying to process that. But then I thought about him on the other side, and because somehow I got stuck between you. That seems apt, doesn't it? And I didn't even wonder. I didn't even think about it. It didn't even occur. And the more I tried to sleep, the less I was able to sleep. And now, here I am. It tells me that this is something that I really want to do, and I think you gave me the key to more than just your door. As corny as that sounds, I just heard it. Is that okay? The fact that you just said that we can just sleep, that... I see the way you're looking at me. I know why you gave me the key in the first place. I know what that was all about. And then you just said that sleep is okay, that I made the right choice. I made the only choice I could make. So I'm going to take my clothes off, and I'm assuming you're wearing very comfy pajamas under that sheet. So if you take them off and I come over there and I get under the sheet with you, yeah, that is the idea. But once we do this, there's no going back. The light of day doesn't change anything. This isn't a what happens in the dark stays in the dark situation. Right? Okay. Oh, no, I wiped out hard, so that... I didn't think it would bruise that bad. Don't worry about it. Yeah, there was a rock. It was it was a small boulder. And the snow was so fresh, I didn't see it. I didn't have a chance to swerve in time. It's fine. It's fine. It's just a bruise. Ugh. Let me get in here. Why am I all shy all of a sudden? My heart is pounding. I can feel the heat of you. You're not even touching me yet. And you smell so good. I don't know about you, but I felt that everywhere. You were you? Hoping I'd use the key.